Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
Tom Beaudet and Kerry O'Connor each has 3 points. They have the lead. Paula Poundstone has 2 points.
All right. Paula, you're in third place. You're up first. Now, all of your questions are going to be about fictional tycoons and millionaires. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. More than 83 million people tuned in to find out who shot oil baron J.R. Ewing in the TV show Blank.
Dallas.
Right. In the months before its publication, F. Scott Fitzgerald repeatedly tried to change the title of his book about a Long Island millionaire, Blank.
The Great Gatsby.
Right. Detective Comics number 27, The Case of the Chemical Syndicate, was the first story featuring millionaire Bruce Wayne as his alter ego, Blank.
Batman.
Right. In December 2009, Montgomery Burns, owner of the Springfield nuclear power plant on Blank, received 27 write-in votes in the New York mayoral election.
The nuclear power plant on Dubai. I don't know.
No, on The Simpsons. On The Simpsons.
I've never seen The Simpsons.
It's quite good. You should give it a try. Superman's millionaire nemesis Lex Luthor went through a major change in his fourth appearance on the comic strip because Blank.
He went through a major change because he had gone through surgery.
No, because the artist made a mistake and made him completely bald, which he remains to this day. Tom Wolfe's novel about millionaire bond trader Sherman McCoy, titled Blank, was originally published as a serial in Rolling Stone magazine.
Bonfire of the... Oh, Vanities.
Bonfire of the Vanities, yes. In 2002, Dutch artist Mats Gilkstad built a life-size scale model of the money vault owned by the world's richest duck, Blank.
Scrooge McDuck.
Right. After his exile from the Philippines, real-life millionaire dictator Ferdinand Marcos considered taking up residence on Blank.
Mars.
No, on Gilligan's Island.
Oh.
We don't know whether the island millionaire Thurston Howell III would have welcomed Ferdinand and Imelda with open arms, but the mayor of Honolulu thought that the real-life island that they used as a location for Gilligan's Island would have been perfect for the couple in exile. The Marcoses never took up residence, though, because Imelda did not like the professor's coconut shoes. Carl, how did Paula do in our quiz?
Paula had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. She now has 12 points, and Paula has the lead.
All right. Very well done, Paula. Nicely done.
Because I know a lot about money.
You sure do. We flipped a coin. Kiri has elected to go second. Here we go. All of your questions are about commercial slogans and catchphrases.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. With his catchphrase, "They're great," Tony the Tiger beat out challengers Katie the Kangaroo, Elmo the Elephant, and Newt the Gnu to become the mascot of Blank.
Frosted Flakes?
Kellogg's Frosted Flakes. 81-year-old Clara Peller was rocketed to stardom in 1984 when she said Blank in a Wendy's commercial.
Where's the beef?
Right. In commercials, Timex put its watches through torture tests to prove the truth of their slogan, Blank.
It takes a lick and it keeps on ticking.
Right. Because it was so successful, Sammy Davis Jr. recorded 2 versions of Alka-Seltzer's jingle with the catchphrase, Blank.
Is that the plop, plop, fizz, fizz?
It was.
Oh, whatever
KFC's slogan, finger licking good, did not translate well in Chinese, where the literal version was blank.
You'll eat your fingers?
Yes, eat your fingers off. To soften their image and encourage people to make long-distance calls, in 1979, AT&T debuted the slogan blank.
Call your mother.
Reach out and touch someone.
That's close.
Kurt Vonnegut wrote that he did not mean to indicate an association with General Mills or Wheaties when he titled his novel Blank.
Breakfast of Champions.
Right. In a commercial for Nike, instead of saying their slogan, "Just Do It," a member of Kenya's Samburu tribe actually said Blank in his native tongue.
Let's get it on?
No, he said, "I don't want these. Give me big shoes." The commercial shows Samburu tribesmen running, then pans down to show they're wearing Nike running shoes. One speaks to the camera in his own language, and while the subtitle says, "Just Do It," he just said something else entirely. Carl, how did Kiri do in our quiz?
Kiri had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. She now has 15 points, and Kiri has taken the lead.
Well done. All right. How many, then, does Tom need to win?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right, well done. Tom, all of your questions are about shopping.
Oh, can we go more
too late.
Taglines?
Nope.
I know taglines.
Your questions are about shopping. Fill in the blank, this is for the game. With 2.5 million square feet of retail space, the Blank in Minnesota has 520 stores and a theme park.
Mall of America.
Right. Entrepreneur A.J. Kubani changed direct sales forever by tagging his products with the logo proclaiming they were as seen on Blank.
TV.
Right. Gravity to fire shoes and gold-dipped roses are just two of the items passengers on domestic flights can find in the blank catalog.
Oh, the Sky Mall.
Right. His infomercials for the Pocket Fisherman and Ginsu Knives catapulted blank and his company, Ronco, to fame.
Oh, what's that guy's name? I don't know. Captain Kangaroo.
Ron Popeil. In 2006, Star Trek actor William Shatner sold his blank to raise money for Habitat for Humanity.
His toupee.
His kidney stone. Since 1952, the luxury department store blank has issued its annual Christmas book catalog of extravagant fantasy gifts.
Oh, who is that? They always have like a $60,000 car, and it is... Go ahead. I've already lost.
It's Neiman Marcus. The popularity of shopping online led the National Retail Federation to name the Monday after Thanksgiving blank.
Black Monday.
Cyber Monday. Demonstrating how fun and easy it is to use the Wii tennis game, a Home Shopping Network host accidentally blanked.
Threw it through the television.
Exactly
screen.
Right. The Wiimote tennis attachment flew off the remote, smashed the screen, and broke it. The host continued on, but Home Shopping Network executives were not amused and said that the incident marked John McEnroe's last day as a host. Carl, did Tom do well enough to win?
Well, Tom needed at least 6 to tie, but Tom had just 4 correct answers. So with 15 points, Kerry O'Connor.
Kerry O'Connor of Houston, Texas, is the champion.